Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Maya. My name's Margaret McInnes, and I'm trying to determine what the payment, what the charge is on my credit card. And I'm sorry, but I don't remember. It just says lifestyle with this phone number. What company am I dealing with here?
I work for a third-party billing company. We service several different products via online. But let's see if you have an account.
Would you please look up why I've been billed? It may be perfectly okay. However, I don't recognize your company's name, and I don't remember any particular charge. But if you could inform me, perhaps it's okay. If not, I'm going to take care of this immediately.
Okay, what's your name and address?
Margaret McInnes, McInnes.
Thank you, ma'am. So, yes, I located your, and what's your address?
15 Merrill Street, West Newbury, Massachusetts.
I'm willing to definitely assist, ma'am. Still trying to pull up the information on your account. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I located the account with a Wi-Fi booster. Do you remember paying the postage for it back in October of last year?
A Wi-Fi booster in October?
Correct. It's a device to boost your Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah. Is that the only thing that is on my account? Something I purchased in October and I'm still being billed for it?
That is correct, ma'am, because it states you paid the postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store membership.
Hold on one moment, please. You're charging me $56.95. Is that correct?
Correct.
The postage on a booster?
No, ma'am, it's not the postage. If you let me finish, I'm willing to explain.
I'm waiting for you to finish.
It says you pay the postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. 48 hours
no,
after
I'm not
being
a member
billed,
of any.
Let me know
I
when
am
you're ready
not
to
a
stop
member
me.
Of any store. I am not a member of any store. Are you saying this is a membership fee for something?
I'm willing to explain, ma'am, but you keep interrupting me.
Go ahead. I'm all ears.
It's a membership fee that bills per month for the $56.95 per month, along with their membership, which is a recurring billing each month. You get a gift card value on the website to purchase more items on the account. But yes, it was a recurring billing each month for the membership.
So are you finished?
Mm-hmm.
So I am correct in that this is a monthly membership fee. Is that correct?
That is great.
I am livid. I never, never authorized a monthly membership fee in this company. That's what you're telling me this is?
That is correct. If you no longer need a recurrent billing, we can go
ahead
and cancel the account.
I not only no longer need a recurrent billing, I want a refund. How long has this billing been taking place, ma'am?
Since October of last year.
Every month?
Correct. But off of the May transaction,
okay,
we can refund back at least 35% of the funds to you.
I'm going to get a bigger refund than that. I am going to report this immediately to the Federal Trade Commission and the Better Business Bureau. So, can you give me some information so I can do that? I would like the full name of your company and the mailing address and the people that need to get this communication. Can you start with the full name of your company?
Let's see. The information for the Wi-Fi booster is Trendy Discount Goods. There's no address, but we do have a support email.
Why am I not surprised? They're probably working out of a one-bedroom apartment. Trendy what, ma'am?
Trendy Discount Goods.
You're breaking up really badly. Can you repeat the name of the company, Trendy what?
Trendy Discount Goods.
Trendy Discount Goods. And surprise, surprise, they don't have an address. How about an email contact?
Let's see, the email we have is support, the at symbol, try unlimited.
Try unlimited?
With an ed
all
at
one
the
word?
End.
Mm-hmm. All one word.
Savings
support
deals.
At try. I'm sorry, go again.
Savingsdeals.com.
Support at tryunlimitedsavingsdeals.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's all one. Try unlimited saving deals. All one word?
Correct.
And there's no case sensitive or anything like that. .com. How about a phone number? Just
a phone number to call, ma'am.
That's this phone number right now. So this is the company. You are,
yes.
You're the working for this company. Okay. What is the name of the individual that I should be speaking to express my extreme discontent with this? And I'm going to be demanding a complete refund of every illegitimate monthly payment. To whom should I address my concerns?
You're speaking with Miss.
Oh, are you the owner of this company?
No, ma'am. It's just a website company, ma'am. We're the customer support department for them. But I can refund back at least 50% of the transaction to you.
Oh, no. I'm going to get 100% plus. So,
sure, we're only going to refund back the full amount for the month of May.
You
will receive
you go right ahead, and I'd appreciate the refund, but I'm going back to October. But that's not your problem. You didn't do this. I think you're working for a scam company. However, whatever you have to do, you have to do. So you will refund May. You will refund May, please?
Correct.
And so I've been billed October, November, December, January, February, March, and April. I do remember calling and asking for this to be taken off.
And what month do you remember calling in?
Oh, you know, I'm old, and I don't have such a good memory. But I'm going to go back and check every single statement from my credit card. And I'm going to get all my money back. All of it.
Well, I'm willing to transfer you to a supervisor now so you can speak with them regarding the information.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you.
Good. Give me one moment while I notate the account and see who's available.
Thank you.
So we don't not take an account, and please remain on hold while I transfer you over.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.